This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 22nd, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Like usual, no shortage of news and information to cover. I've got a whole stack here, and I'm here to tell you It is another just shining example of how we have no legitimate press in America. We're going to be covering several stories. One, the first Somali policeman murders white woman, and of course, there's been no media uproar about this story. We'll get into it shortly, but it is amazing. This is not going to be Trayvon Martin. You're not going to get the play-by-play. It will drop out of the news quite immediately. Actually, NBC, Lester Holt, they covered this one night on the world news. I've not seen a follow-up to it, but it doesn't fit their narrative. In fact, it's just a shining example of the problems needlessly created for the American people in this country. So we'll be getting to that. Got a lot of news stories that kind of fit that narrative. It's just an example of how the news media, you know, our news media covers nothing really about what's happening in Europe, Germany, and some of these European nations that's being intentionally flooded out. But we'll be getting to that. Also, tomorrow is the anniversary of Dr. William Luther Pierce death. He died in 2002, and for me personally, when I stumbled up again on American Dissident Voices and started watching the videos, most of these radio broadcasts now have been put on YouTube by various people, very creatively done, some of them, and we may play one per hour. I don't have any guests lined up. Phone calls, we'll take phone calls second hour. But I may play. It's so hard to choose. I mean, I've got several that I think are, you know, top notch. But I'm going to play. Probably a short one this hour and a little longer one next hour, time permitting. But if you go to nationalvanguard.org, Kevin Alfred Strom this week did a tribute. They're working on a lot of the material, updating material of Dr. William Luther Pierce. So you can go there. I urge you. You know, last week, Kevin Alfred Strom's podcast was Crushing the Delusions, and I was tempted to play that today. I may play that at some point. It's kind of lengthy. I think it's about 25 minutes, but I'm here to tell you, Kevin Alfred Strom crushed the delusions in that podcast. Hats off if he's listening. That was you know, that it's like listening to Dr. Duke. I mean, you're just awash in truth. It's amazing. But I thought that was one of the best ones, and I really debated on whether to play that today. But we've got so much news and information to cover. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. So let's get started today. Now, I know probably hopefully a lot of RBM broadcasters have covered this story. It may not be new news to anyone, but I mean, in America, you call the police and the police show up and shoot you. That is where we're at in this country. You know, when you, I used to never watch, you know, every week I say this, so I know it's redundant, but I don't have cable television or anything. I refuse to pay for that filth. So I've got a over-the-air antenna and I get a channel called MeTV. And they play, you know, Gilligan's Island and stuff like that. I used to never watch Leave It to Beaver. Growing up, I never watched it, never, you know, just. But now I have a new appreciation for that TV show. It comes on MeTV. I'm not really sure what time. I catch it from time to time. And it's not that it's that great or that funny or whatever, but man, what an insight into what America looked like. I know it's TV and blah, 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 but they're filming that in some town. You're seeing a portrayal of what people recognized as much like their society at the point in time which that was broadcast. And what a contrast. How could anyone with any logical sense think that bringing in this mass invasion of Mexicans and now Somalians and Syrians and Nigerians and what have you could in any way benefit a society? No bigger lie has been told than diversity is our greatest strength. In reality, diversity would actually mean culture, races being able to retain their culture and their heritage. But when Barack Obama and all the rest of these sellout scumbag traitors talk about diversity, what they're actually talking about is the destruction of the heritage, destruction of the culture, and a hodgepodge of a multicultural society in perpetual chaos. And they are successfully perpetrating this in all the white nations. And you know, how could anybody think that this is a better situation to raise your children and see your grandchildren come up in than what we once once had during the early 60s, you know, some of the TV shows, late 50s, what society did. There wasn't a police officer in the schools. They wasn't having to put drugs into the schools for the heroin overdoses that take place. I mean, it's just painfully obvious that we've gone in such all the wrong directions. And we know, some of us know, who has been behind this obvious agenda to destroy white America. You know, before I get started, I was in a big box store, and I was in the flooring section of this big box store, and I noticed all of the signage had this one child, you know, this is in the flooring section, so showing this one child running across the carpet, running across the wood floor, and of course, a mixed race baby. Ended up in Wally World, Walmart, and in the area where the eyeglasses, same thing. You know, that this is the way these media manipulators portray this as normal to society, so that society will condone and justify reflecting these very same images. And by golly, believe it, it is sadly working just as they had planned. But with that said, let's go into this story. Muhammad Noor, the first Somali tribesman drafted into the Minneapolis police force, has marked his second year service anniversary with an unprovoked murder of an innocent white woman. But there is no racist police hysteria from the control media, as is always the case in a police shooting involving a white officer and a non-white victim. The Somali fatally shot Justine Rezek, who uses her professional name as Damon, an Australian-born woman, on Saturday night in an unprovoked attack over this past weekend, a week ago. According to an initial report released by investigators, Noor opened fire on Rushnik, I'm not sure if I've got that name right, I mean, that's a weird one, through the open passenger window for no reason at all after she had approached the police car in her pajamas after calling them out to investigate a sex attack in the area. Now, I believe this is newobserveronline.com. I believe now it's come out that he actually shot across his partner out the driver's window when the lady approached the police car because he heard a noise. As Resnick approached the vehicle, nor fired his weapon through the driver's side window and hit her. She died of a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Nor came to the United States at a young age as part of the fake refugee invasion of the U.S. and joined the Minneapolis Police Department. He was widely celebrated as the first Somali American assigned to the 5th Precinct, which covers southwest Minneapolis, and hundreds of people attended a May 2016 meet and greet to introduce him to the community. What a great thing has happened here. We've brought a Somali refugee to America and made a police officer out of him, and look at the results. Nor comes from a country which has an average IQ of between 67 and 74, according to the Stanford-Binet Scales of Intelligent Measurements. And bearing in mind that according to the Stanford-Binet IQ testing scale, an IQ between 70 and 79 is officially classed as borderline impaired or delayed. It is therefore no surprise to learn that Noor already had 3 complaints filed against him, the details of which are not public. One was closed without any disciplinary action, and 2 are still open. There are 2 important points to the Noor shooting incident. The first and most obvious is the blatant double standard being employed by the controlled media in covering this shooting. If it had been a white officer gunning down a black woman in her pajamas for no reason at all, the control media would have gone into overdrive to present it as yet another racist police shooting against innocent black people and further evidence of the systemic racism and white power structures, and on and on and on. They would also be calling for the officer's head, charges to be laid against him, and by now Black Lives Matter would be demonstrating, rioting, and possibly even shooting white policemen, as they have done before. However, because this shooter in this case is a non-white and one of the media's darling refugees, at the same time the control media is merely reporting the shooting without even mentioning race. Secondly, the shooting is an inevitable consequence of race-blind liberalism, which pretends that race does not exist and that there are no racial differences. Thus, a Somali tribesman whose family quite literally had never seen a toilet 25 years ago has the potential to be a law officer in America as long as he is dressed in the right clothes. As this shooting shows, this racial denial has deadly consequences, and if it is allowed to continue, will result in the total destruction of white Western civilization. This is a story by the NewObserverOnline.com. Again, one of the best sources of information, especially if you're looking into trying to find out what's going on in Germany and Europe. Now, this is an amazing story. I didn't see this on the world news all week long. This is not news in America, according to NBC, nothing but cucks, and all the rest of them. It doesn't matter. All of the rest of them, for the most part. Now, this is RT News. The White House and CIA have reportedly decided to end a covert operation to arm the so-called moderate Syrian rebels, which is, you know, ISIS. So here, President Trump has instructed the CIA to quit funding the rebels that is fighting the legitimate government of Syria, which we know has been going on for years. And this, you have to get this type of reporting from Russia today. The U.S. has allegedly pumped some $1 billion into train and equip efforts with questionable outcomes. How does that make you feel, Mr. Taxpayer? I mean, you're forced through this extortion process to pay taxes into this rogue government that goes around the world, starting wars, destabilizing nations. And, you know, if you look at Syria, and I've got another story to follow this up, it's going to really make a lot of sense. I mean, the pictures of some of these cities in Syria, it looks like Germany after World War II. It looks like bombed out Germany. It's tragic that we live in a country that's government is on such a murderous rampage tear across the world, destabilizing and destroying governments for no good reason. $1 billion, $1,000 million, and you know that's, I'm sure that's even a lie, that it's much, much, much more than that. On Wednesday, U.S. officials told the Washington Post and Reuters that Trump has decided to put an end to the covert CIA plan, which began arming and training the so-called moderate Syrian rebels in 2013, authorized by President Barack Obama. The secret timber Sycamore weapons supply, I'd never heard, the secret timber Sycamore weapons supply and training initiative has served as the backbone of Washington's strategy to topple the Syrian president, Bashar Assad. I mean, we don't even deny the fact that, you know, y'all, you got a legitimate president over there. We got this war machine over here run by Jews. And, well, by golly, we're going to try to do our very best to destabilize, cause murder, rampage, rape, crucifixion, and everything else in your country. How about that? Two U.S. officials who spoke on condition of anonymity with Reuters said the covert CIA scheme has produced little results. The Washington Post, meanwhile, claimed, based on their sources, that Trump reported intention to stop arming the rebels is the American president's way of finding common ground with Russia on Syria. Well, that might help. You reckon? Moscow has always warned against arming the so-called moderate rebel groups in Syria, pointing out that weapons supplied to them often fall into the hands of jihadist groups, such as the Islamic State. You know, I've said this before, but it was several years ago. I was on a local radio station, and I was discussing the fact that we are ISIS, and everyone was just appalled. Everyone, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, it was like you had just said something terrible. Like I was lying is how they treated me. You know, but now the very same people that acted so appalled and disgusted that I would utter such a statement, now, because of news coverage that has, you know, but really because Donald Trump started saying the same thing, now they have come to grips with the fact that it's true. Of course, it's been a tremendous waste of money to train rebels who immediately turned weapons over and joined al-Nusra. Rick Sterling, an investigative journalist and member of the Syria Solidarity Movement, told RT, the money is trained in the training that the CIA has provided has primarily helped al-Qaeda, Sterling said. He described Trump's decision was a positive step, but added it is likely to come under attack now, and the decision may be undermined and sabotaged. Wow, they know our government well. Trump's decision to end the CIA program was reportedly taken in consultation with CIA Director Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster ahead of his meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Hamburg earlier this month. During that meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit, Trump and Putin reached a ceasefire agreement for Southwest Syria. And, of course, you know, in light of all of this, the mainstream media, especially CNN, the controlled news network, is still trying to continue on with this kookspiracy about Russia to the point that it's just laughable. In fact, CNN... there are several videos where the people that the CNN host are interviewing are just blatantly telling them, hey, this is fake news. There is no Russian collusion. This is fake news. And it looks like CNN's ratings, they're like below Nick at Night now. They are below a Cartoon Network. People prefer to watch cartoons, which are probably more informative. I don't know. It's questionable which is more destructive according to what cartoons they're watching. But anyway, than to listen to CNN has completely lost whatever. I mean, they had no credibility with me before this happened, but with the general public, they're willing to really fall on their sword in this attempt to try to undermine Trump through this Russian hoax gate. What is interesting about that is, you know, myself, host on RBN, many of you, the listeners, we've been telling people for years, some of you decades, about the news media's control. The news media is We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, and running down some of the news of the past week that mainstream media, of course, didn't cover. And just to finish up my thought before the break, even the older generation who has, probably, in my opinion, succumbed to the propaganda the most of any generation, my parents' generation is who I'm discussing here, even they are seen through this blatant media bias. I mean, that's how obvious it has become. And, you know, I think that has to work toward our good in the short term and the long term. All right, to finish this up, the scrapping of the CIA's Timber Sycamore program was not a precondition of the ceasefire negotiations, U.S. officials said. Without sharing details of the program's demise, the unnamed U.S. official claimed that Timber Sycamore would be phased out over a period of months. The Washington Post reports also said the decision to end the operation is being supported by the Jordanians, where some of the CIA training has been taking place. Isn't that amazing? The Jordanians will let Americans come and fund and train to destabilize Assad. I mean, it just... the allegiances to this country boggles my mind. Varied U.S. arms and training strategies to bolster rebel groups in Syria under the Obama administration have been notoriously underwhelming. In 2015, General Lloyd Austin, commander at the time, told Congress that only 4 or 5 U.S.-trained fighters have gone to Syria of the 5,000 the Pentagon envisioned. Now, if you remember, I covered some of this. I've heard other people cover it. How all this money being spent was on like 4 or 5, and then I think they got the numbers on up a little bit more, like maybe to 50. Earlier that year, Secretary Ash Carter told the Senate Armed Services Committee that less than 1% of the pool of 7,000 Syrian volunteers for the U.S.-funded train and equip program had made it through the vetting process. Less than 1%. I mean, the way they squander the money to continue these endless wars and to continue murder and chaos. I mean, if the American people would come to full grips of understanding, I'm not saying I've got the full understanding. I don't know anyone, because there's so much that we don't know. They're probably carrying on. You're probably still doing this. Whether Trump likes it or whether he don't, that's where we're at with this government. If President Trump is so upset about these leaks, which is the headline on Drudge today, start the arrest. Start the prosecution. Direct your Attorney General Sessions, and if you don't like him, like you said this week, fire him and move forward. Start arresting Comey and some of these, a bunch of traitors. And also on that note, John McCain's cancer, absolutely no sympathy in this heart for him. He is the epitome of the sellout traitor. And once he is liberated from this world, this planet will be a better place. There's several more I could lump in that same category, but I won't waste time sharing that with you. Most of you that listen to this broadcast know who they are, but John McCain is the scum of the earth. I despise seeing his face, and to know that he represents Arizona and continues to go to Washington, D.C. for decades to construct the demise of this country. For me personally, once he has left this world in whatever agonizing, I hope he goes through the chemo and the radiation and the whole 9 yards. It'll be interesting to see if he follows the treatment that they prescribe for the rest of the sheep people. But that's my sentiments on John McCain. I had not 1 ounce of sympathy at all. To have less sympathy for him, you would have to redefine less from its current definition. Reuters report notes that U.S. will continue to support select Syrian rebel groups with airstrikes and guidance as part of a separate effort. So there you go. It's just a paragraph later that we will continue to undermine Assad and continue to wage war in a country for which we have no business, while bankrupting our own country here in America. It's just it sickens me to see that I live in a country that has such a egregious foreign policy. All right, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Damascus is demanding to the UN that we pay for the destructions we've caused. Well, good luck with that. That'll be like getting the UN to put some teeth in these resolutions against Israel. Back in moments. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, Syria wants the U.S. and its allies to pay for the destruction of Syrian infrastructure and to bear legal responsibility for the bombing of civilian targets. Damascus has told the U.N., demanding that the American-led coalition strikes stop. Now, this is an RT story. The Syrian government insists that these attacks must come to an end and that the members of this illegitimate coalition must bear the political and legal responsibility for the destruction of infrastructure in the Syrian Arab Republic, including responsibility for compensation. The permanent mission of the Syrian Arab Republic to the United Nations said in letters addressed to the UN Secretary General and the President of the Security Council. Now, isn't it interesting that when, obviously everything we're doing in Syria is illegitimate, it breaks international law, it's criminal. But isn't it interesting that none of that matters when it's us or Israel? None of that matters. There's no teeth into it. It's the big paper tiger when it comes to, you know, any of the criminality of Israel or our unjust continuation of wars or funding covert groups. And all the while claiming that Iran is the largest supporter of terrorism in the world, when obviously it's us or Israel won. The hypocrisy of the whole thing is it would be laughable if it wasn't so sad. So that's another story right there. Syria demanding that the United Nations do something about this unjust, illegitimate waging of war inside their borders doesn't even make the world news, doesn't even make a Drudge report. You have to listen to broadcasts like this on RBN or other networks. You have to go to alternative sources of media, many of which are even outside this country, to get anything like a resemblance of the truth. And I mean, it's getting better if you want to find the truth on the internet. There's more and more websites. I don't see, you know, they're going to have real difficulty putting the genie back in the bottle. But I think it's actually getting worse if you watch network television. Their news is a completely fabricated, for the most part, narrative that they want the American people to digest and hopefully believe. But you know, if you and I know a lot of people listening to this broadcast, DailyStormer.com may not be suit your taste, and I certainly wouldn't follow the Daily Stormer for dating advice, but be that as it may, he's not targeting me in people in their 40s or people in their 50s. That's not the target. It's not people in their 30s. It's not people in their 60s. He is targeting the youth, and it's working. That website is exploding with the amount of readers. This guy, Andrew England, has raised over $156,000 totally from listeners to fight his legal case with SPLC. Now, we can't see any comparison with anyone in this movement that can raise that kind of money other than, you know, sold out disinformation agents like Alex Jones or someone. Other than that, no one can. No one. So the reason I make mention of this is whether that website's your cup of tea or whether it's not, it is having the biggest effect of any of the websites or all of them combined, in my opinion. So I just wanted to share that. While we've got time right here, it's so hard to pick, but in remembrance of Dr. William Luther Pierce and his work, I want to play the History of Everything, Dr. William Luther Pierce. It's about 7 minutes. Here we go.
I want to talk to you about what has happened to us and why and what we must do about it. First, let's back off a bit so that we can see the picture more clearly. 300 years ago, when nearly all of our ancestors were still in Europe, we had a pretty good grip on things. We were involved in the historical process. We had a feeling for our past and a sense of responsibility to the future. No one was telling us that it was wicked or racist or anti-Semitic or hateful to want to ensure a better world for our descendants. That was because we still had our wits about us, more or less, and we didn't let anyone into our midst whose aim was to weaken us and destroy us. We had no MTV. We were all whites. We were all Europeans. We had no slaves, no non-whites among us. We kept the Jews in their ghettos and very tightly circumscribed their activities. It was just us. We had common roots and a common concern for the future. Now, I'm oversimplifying things a bit to make my point, of course. Europeans did have disagreements among themselves. We did have wars from time to time, terrible wars. We did mistreat each other. But it was just us. It was all in the family. We had no aliens among us exercising influence over us and hating us and planning our destruction. Our books and our journals were written by us and were published by us. There was no Jew-controlled television. Our young people were taught in our schools and our universities by us, not by clever aliens attempting to corrupt and subvert. And among ourselves, just us, we were building a great civilization. In the 18th and 19th centuries, we created a world of science and music and literature and painting, which greatly surpassed anything which had come before. And we spread our dominion over the earth. Wherever we went, we conquered. In the Middle East and India, in the Far East, and in the West, in the New World, we were proud and self-confident. We knew who we were. We were white. We were European. We did not mix with those who were not European. When we needed land for our people, we took it. If anyone raised his hand against us, we struck him down. And thus we built America. And it was a strong and good and progressive nation, a white nation. We did make mistakes during the past 300 years, though. In America, we brought in black slaves to work the land in the South. And we brought in Chinese coolies to work as laborers in the West. We kept ourselves separate from these non-white slaves and servants. But bringing them into our living space laid the groundwork for our present disaster. In France and elsewhere in Europe, we let ourselves be hypnotized by false propaganda about equality. We are all equal, all the same, this propaganda said, and we all should mix and be brothers, and no man should have more than another. So we let the Jews out of their ghettos, and we let them become citizens of European countries. They repaid us by corrupting our music and our literature, and by subverting every European institution. One of them, a Jew named Marx, launched communism, which eventually enslaved half of our world and murdered tens of millions of our people, usually the best among our people. The brightest and most energetic and most successful of our people were butchered by the tens of millions by the communists in Europe. In America, they weren't able to succeed with communism. But they infiltrated and took over our mass media of news and entertainment, our films, radio, television, book publishing, and major newspapers. And with these media, they pushed the false propaganda of liberalism. We are all equal, they said, black and white and Chinaman and Jew, all the same, except that you whites have the stain of guilt on you for having thought yourselves better than the rest of us. And now you must make it up to us for having mistreated us in the past.
Shame on you!
And with this propaganda, they wormed their way into our educational establishment, into our government, into all of our institutions. And because they controlled so many of the media, there was hardly a voice of opposition, hardly a voice of sanity and reason to be heard in opposition to their propaganda. And they were able to corrupt the minds of millions of young Americans. They were able to instill feelings of racial guilt and racial self-hatred into two generations of young white people. And with their growing influence, they were able to open America's borders to the non-white world. And they were able to force racial integration on our schools, our workplaces, our neighborhoods. They introduced what they fondly call modernism into art and literature, replacing our culture with a Judaized trash culture. They overturned the laws against miscegenation. They persuaded the leaders of the Christian churches to join their revolution against the white world. They turned our government into a cesspool occupied by people like Bill and Hillary Clinton. And so, here we are today, facing the prospect of becoming a minority in our own country before the middle of the next century, and so paralyzed by fear and guilt and self-hatred that while some of us look forward eagerly to our self-extinction, most of the rest of us refuse to do anything to avert it. Quite a mess. That's our situation today, in very rough outline. Now, I have greatly oversimplified the picture, just so that we can grasp the most important features. I've left out 1,000 details and refinements and qualifications. Think about it. Read about it if you wish. But whatever you decide to do, do it.
Okay, that was the history of everything. Dr. William Luther Pierce. Now, bear in mind, he passed away in 2002. The anniversary is tomorrow, July 23rd. So, sadly, you know, I don't know exactly when he made that video or that American Dissident Voices radio broadcast, but obviously it was previous to July 23rd, 2002. And listen to how prophetic that is. Fast forward 15 years. Now, you know, my email address is alternativemedia@yahoo.com, and those that don't care for my style of broadcast, from the bottom of my heart, the content that I cover here, if you don't like it, I could not care less. Discussing anything other than these problems is useless. There's no need to discuss the outer peripheral problems when we're not digging to the core of the situation. Dr. William Luther Pierce was telling us exactly the situation in which we were in then and are in now. This is the root of the problem. So, you know, I don't respond to a lot of emails. I don't care about the majority of the people that email and criticize the fact that, you know, I play Kevin Alfred Strom or Dr. William Luther Pierce. It matters not to me. I don't make a living off this broadcast. To the best of my human ability, I am trying to bring forward the truth of the matter that the white race is purposely being destroyed in America by the Jews and by this bunch of shabbos, goy, sellout traitor scum like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all of the rest of them. And I don't even give Donald Trump or anyone else a pass on this, because as long as it continues to happen, those in power are the cause of it happening because they allow it to happen. And we see the results of this all around us. We see the results. The results are the destruction of the family, the pro-homosexual agenda, now the pro-transgender agenda. The media is pushing this. The majority of the sellout traitor politicians are going along with this, and we are seeing the results. I mean, it's just plain as the nose on your face. And I don't quite understand why there are so many that don't discuss the actual roots of our problems here in America. To each their own, but that is what I am attempting to do, is explain and expose exactly why we find ourselves in this ridiculous situation where our politicians push for open borders and continual endless wars while taking our rights away here at home, and everyone stands around shadow boxing and thinking that the enemy is the liberals or the enemy is the Democrats, or the enemy is this and the enemy is that, and never digging down to figure out who owns the media, who owns the politicians, who owns the Democrat Party, who owns the Republican Party, who owns the banks, and who is it that you cannot criticize. That in itself will show you beyond a shadow of a doubt where the power lies. And once you find out where the power lies, you can find out who is trying to orchestrate your demise. And it's just that simple. And, you know, I've kind of put it off for a long time, criticizing these insane lunatics that choose to email me constantly this criticism. You know, I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I rarely ever listen to Rush Limbaugh, although lately I have caught a little bit of it. It's better than it's ever been, probably, as far as telling a little bit of the truth, thanks to Donald Trump, I guess. But I don't listen to broadcasts I don't like. I find it fascinating that people do, apparently. But with that said, I've got a couple of quick stories I'm going to get in after the top of the hour. We've got to discuss what French President Macron has said, and then we'll get to some calls in next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Barron. Back in moments.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. Short segment here. A couple of news items I'm going to run down quickly here. Here's some news. Here's some news you won't see in the mainstream media, I suppose. I don't get CNN, and it's being reported by CNN. So here we go. Inmates in White County, Tennessee. Yes, there is a White County, Tennessee. I checked out to make sure this wasn't, you know, some fake news, since I am sourcing here fake news CNN. But in White County, Tennessee, you can shave 30 days off your jail sentence if you go undergo an elective birth control procedure. Both male and female inmates can volunteer for the new program. Women receive the implant in their arm, which provides up to 3 years of continuous birth control. Men undergo a vasectomy. The procedures are free and conducted by the Tennessee Department of Health. General Sessions Judge Sam Benningham signed a standing order on May 15th enforcing the program. I hope to encourage them to take personal responsibility and give them a chance when they do get out, not to be burdened with children, Benningfield told CNN. This gives them a chance to get their on their feet and make something of themselves. I understand it won't be entirely successful, but if you reach two or three people, maybe that's two or three kids not being born under the influence of drugs. I see it as a win-win, Benningfield said. Now, for whatever reason, the rest of the story didn't print for me. And, of course, the ACLU and a hodgepodge of groups are coming out and adamantly opposing it. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that the very same groups that want to make abortion on demand, you know, make sure that that's legal in all 50 states, at the same time oppose any voluntary program which might lead to someone being sterilized? So they want to make sure you have the right to kill the baby, but they also don't want you to be fixed where you can't continue to make babies. I thought that was interesting. You probably won't see that one anywhere else. And also, quickly on this one, RT ran a story of the dozens of captured cars modified Mad Max style by the Islamic State terrorists into their combat vehicles or suicide bombs on wheels, and they put them on display in the city of Mosul. And I wish I could show you the pictures. This stuff looks straight out of Mad Max. It's stuff like a Dodge Durango with no doors and a bunch of, you know, heavy metal or steel plates welded up on it. I mean, it looks laughable to think that the biggest military in the history of the world that spends more money than the next nine countries combined can't be a force of Mad Max hooligans that we support, that don't have a Navy or an Air Force, and they're driving around in Dodge Durangos with no doors and a bunch of metal welded on it. Now, the exhibition was launched at the Federal Police Headquarters in northern Iraq city of Mosul, recently recaptured by government forces. Most of the cars to be standard SUVs that have been plated with crude metal sheets as means of improvised armor. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up, but the mainstream media wouldn't carry that story. Absolutely not. All right, we're coming up on top of the hour break. Got one story I want to run down, then we'll go to phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.